The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Are these new green buses going to keep their signature yellow color?
Yellow, but their heart will be green.
Why don't we stop all the softball questions and ask some real questions, okay?
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus? Look at my bus! Oh my God, I love it!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Standing here in front of the Fearman Slaughterhouse. Here we have the truck approaching. We're gonna stop this truck so we can bear witness.
Here comes a meat wagon! I can't stop!
Oh, I almost got run over.
I give you my word as a Biden. I've never been more optimistic about America's prospects in my entire life.
Now the rails are off this thing.
Now you can use whatever train metaphor you want.
What a train wreck!
Anyone you want, but get on the Joe Biden Express now. Because we are not stopping.
So you can go from coast to coast to coast.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number, if you'd like to call us, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As you know, there's a disaster unfolding. Well, in the United States, but specifically in New York City, where all of the illegal aliens are being bused to, because New York's a sanctuary city. So, of course, they're welcoming all the illegal alien criminals, the gangbangers, the fentanyl dealers, the machete-wielding MS-13 gangbangers coming across the border just for a free ride for the rest of their lives. And They've taken over a number of hotels, and they're trying to get them out of this hotel called the Watson, which is I think it's on the west side, and they want to move all these single male adults out of the Westin in Manhattan and move them over to Brooklyn to a terminal on the docks. And so the left-wing activists have got them all riled up, all the illegal aliens. They're saying, we need permanent housing. Permanent housing. You know, people in New York can't afford to get permanent housing. Citizens, taxpayers, people with jobs, and these illegal aliens are coming in, and they're huddling on the street. They don't want to pay no rent. So guess who arrived in New York City today for a photo op? The guy who made all of this disaster on the southern border, which is now spread all the way to the Canadian border, possible.
Brandon. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Did Joe Biden go up to the, it's called the Watson Hotel? He was a mile away from the Watson Hotel for a photo op, but he didn't go near the place. So close and yet so far away, says the New York Post. Brandon ignored the Big Apple's spiraling $2 billion migrant crisis during an afternoon visit today to tout $292 million in federal spending on a new rail tunnel. He toured the Manhattan side of the Hudson River Tunnel Project in Chelsea, just a mile or so south of the ongoing illegal alien riots outside the Watson Hotel in Hell's Kitchen. But his itinerary, which also includes a fundraising time for the DNC, the Democrat National Committee in Manhattan, doesn't list a stop at the three-star hotel where about 50 illegal alien criminals were huddled under blankets on the sidewalks Tuesday morning. The single male, spurred on by outside agitators, are refusing to be relocated to a mega shelter set up by Mayor Eric Adams at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal in Red Hook. That's Brooklyn. Nor did Brandon plan to visit any of the city's emergency migrant intake centers or supportive housing. He did plan to say a lot of stupid things, though, which he did do, as he always does. Mayor Adams there, by the way? He was invited, but of course Mayor Adams just bit his tongue and didn't say anything because, you know, Brandon had pulls rank on a mere municipal official. So anyway, this is
everyone that knows me, they know one thing: I hate rats.
So this is Biden this afternoon on the west side, in a mile from where the disturbances are taking place with all the illegal aliens refusing to move because they like living in Manhattan. I guess it's easier to rob people in Manhattan than it is in Brooklyn. Maybe, I don't know what their theory is, but they don't want to leave, and they want free permanent housing. I wanted that when I was 21 years old, but I had to get a job and pay for it, you know? They just come up here. They don't want to work. They want free health care. When they get arrested for robbing Americans, they want translators, no bail, everything free in America. And this is Brandon today. Cut 12.
2 years, we're going to hit milestones of other mayoral projects, including the East River Tunnel here in New York, the Susquehanna Bridge in Maryland, the Connecticut River Bridge.
The East River Tunnel. That's on the other side, I guess, of the island. Cut 9.
We're going to rebuild the existing tunnel. But we can't do that until we build a brand new, entirely second, an entirely different and separate tunnel. We can't fix the first one without building the new one. And that tunnel's you're gonna run at faster speeds with no interruptions. You'll be running at 100 miles an hour while the original tunnel's under construction.
That tunnel is gonna run at faster speeds. I've never seen a tunnel run. I've been in a lot of tunnels up and down the East Coast.
You've been able to keep up with all of them, haven't you?
I have. The Sumner and Callahan tunnels are particularly easy to keep up with because they're usually jam-packed. Cut number... there's a crisis in the United States. There are many crises in the United States under Brandon's watch. Including all these millions of indigent third world criminals coming into the country demanding handouts and demanding to be supported by the taxpaying citizens, but Brandon has his eye on what's really important here. Cut 13.
We're redeveloping the Hunts Point Terminal produce market, which handles 60%. Of New York's fruits and vegetables, 60%. We're expanding refrigerated warehouse space, installing charging stations for electric vehicles so delivery trucks can get in and out faster and recharge and return on for the return trip.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. The trucks will be able to recharge. Of course, they might get robbed by roving, marauding bands of these illegal alien criminals that are being brought into the city to just live on the arm for free for the rest of their lives. But, they're going to be recharging stations.
Not to mention all the spontaneous combustion.
Cut 14.
By the way, just one blade of these new wind turbines is 102 yards long.
102-yard-long wind turbines.
Blade of these new wind turbines.
Turbines? Who knew? Who knew? 16.
And the Hudson River Tunnel Project will lead to 72,000 good playing jobs over its lifetime.
Good playing jobs. What are they playing, Tuck? Do you know, Taylor? Are they playing clarinets? Are they a horn section or a string instruments or the accordion? What are they playing?
Largest philharmonic I've ever heard. 72,000.
Good playing jobs. Good playing jobs. Cut 17.
It's about the dignity of work. My dad used to say, Joey, the Scotch truth, say, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to turn and look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay, and mean it. And he meant it.
I love that fake sincerity. He's just one of us. He's carried a lunch bucket. He's punched a time clock, just like you and me. That's why the Amtrak conductors loved him so. Did he say God's truth or Scottish truth? It sounded like it could have gone either way.
Say, Joey, the Scottish truth. Say, Joey, jobs.
Joe, Scottish truth. Scottish truth. Scottish truth. 844-500-4242. Cut 7.
And the structure is literally deteriorating. The roof is leaking. The floor is sinking. Plus, it was badly damaged by Superstorm Sandy. I was the vice president. I came and walked through this tunnel. You ought to see it.
Superstorm Sandy. Superstorm Sandy. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, did Brandon happen to plagiarize John Kerry's famous quote, this tunnel will be a bargain?
This tunnel will be a bargain.
Even though it was damaged by Superstorm Sandy. All right, we'll be back. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. The new year is here, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. As I go on my walk in the morning and go into the lobby and just sit down for my free cup of coffee at the hotel, I noticed today that it seemed like half the people that were walking through the lobby, just, you know, going about their business early morning, were wearing earbuds. It's just one of those things. People are getting into it. They can listen to their music, their news, their podcasts, whatever, and they're not bothering anybody else. But I felt like I was a lucky person because I had Raycon wireless earbuds, and they cost half the price of what other people were wearing. And you know what? My Raycons are just every bit as good, maybe even better than the higher priced brands, but Raycons are the best, and you need them. Everybody needs some Raycon earbuds. The fact is, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. Raycons are priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews.
Are you still on a jazz kick, or you moved on back to the Rolling Stones?
I'm still on a jazz kick. I've been listening to a little bit of Charlie Parker and the Prez. You know, jazz at the Philharmonic from L.A. in the 1940s. Lady Be Good.
I think I've got that album at home.
That is an amazing, that's one of the best jazz albums ever. I mean, you know, improvisational bebop jazz. I mean, the thing is, that's the great thing about Raycon. You can test out things and just see what you like, what you don't like.
Yeah, it probably sounds better on Raycons than a 78 RPM shellac disc.
Right, right. And, you know, you don't have to make a big investment in vinyl or anything. You just order it up. It's easy to get. It's simple. And again, you get to really expand your horizons. And they got the earbud tap functions. They have the awareness mode, so you're not going to get hit by somebody or bump into somebody. Raycons have everything for you. And I recommend them highly. And again, they're half the price of other premium audio brands. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. And try Charlie Parker, Jazz at the Philharmonic, with Lester Young. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. I am paying for this microphone, Mr. Carr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
We'll be right back.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
And the two members of New Jersey congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, who's smarter than his dad, and Don Goldman. I know because my son was smarter than I was. So,
cocaine's a hell of a drug, as somebody said somewhere along the line. All right, it's not too late to get your cheap bastard deal of the day, Western Razor Company's High Noon Safety Razor. It's the great razor, the last razor you'll ever need. It also includes five premium made in the USA blades, which is a 10-week supply. It's a $60 value for just $30, a perfect Valentine's Day gift for the women out there, for their boyfriends or husbands or whatever. It's just a great product, and it's made in the USA. It's old style, and you don't have to worry, and you won't be paying an arm and a leg for blades anymore, because you can still get these. These are standard blades. You can order them from Western Razor, or you can just get them anywhere, but they're very cheap, the blades, unlike the disposable razors. So go to howiecarshow.com and click on store and get your Western Razor High Noon Safety Razor. $60 value for just $30. Again, perfect Valentine's Day gift. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at $179.99 a night. Or schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included Memorial Day through September 20th. Book online now at NausetBeachInn.com, NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's the greatest disaster in American history? The Civil War, the Great Depression, the War on Poverty, or the COVID scam?
I think the COVID scam.
59% say the COVID scam, 20% say the Civil War, 15% say the War on Poverty, and 5% say the Great Depression.
All right, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 508. You've been listening to the former governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Parker. What? Well, Brandon called Charlie Baker Charlie Parker, and that's when we began calling him Charlie Parker.
To Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.
to the multiple complaints from some of the older listeners of the Howie Carr Show, who realize what an immortal saxophonist the real Charlie Parker was, as opposed to the fraudulent.
And together with Governor Baker.
Governor Bacon never caught on like Charlie Parker, because for whatever reason. 844-500-4242. He loves that stupid bleeping joke. His wife is smarter than him. His kid is smarter than him. He's a dummy. How about he's bringing back the old my word is a Biden? That had vanished from his repertoire of cliches.
No, I think it was always around. I just never bothered to get them. But
really?
Yeah.
Well, it's been twice in the last 5 days.
Well, that's because I started getting them again.
My word. Okay, let's get my word as a Biden, and then we'll get to the phone calls. Where is that?
As I stand here today, I give you my word as a Biden. I've never been more optimistic about America's prospects in my entire life.
Not a joke, for real. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, Governor Bacon. He was ham, a big ham. Yeah, that was Rick. That was Rick James. Good quote. I like that. And Hunter should know. Hey, you know, I think George Santos is missing an opportunity here. I think he should just like turn all of this into, take the limelight, turn it into a parody, and be Johnny Finnegan, and just start repeating Democrat lies. So like he was an Indian. He's an Indian. He finished top in his class.
Yeah. He was spit on the Embarcadero when he returned from Vietnam.
Right. Let them complain about their lies spoken through his mouth like Tommy Finnegan.
I love the way they're in such high dudgeon about him, like he's doing something they've never done. You know, they don't. I mean, how many lies did Adam Schiff? How many lies has he told? He continues to tell lies about the Russian collusion hoax. He was doing it again on Sunday, and yet nobody ever calls him out on it, other than Speaker McCarthy. It's just It's just amazing that they want to get rid of George Santos. Not that he isn't a sleazebag, but you know, in the words of Randy Newman on the Good Old Boys album, well, he may be a fool, but he's our fool. If they think they're better than him, they're wrong. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Look, folks, I've said it many times. Wall Street is important, but it didn't build this country.
Did he say look, folks, or looks, folk? What did he say? Let me hear that.
Folk, I've said...
Looks, folk.
Looks, folk, I've said it many times.
As one of the texters says, imagine how the press would treat any Republican if they spoke like Dementia Joe. Yeah. Imagine if a Republican were flying into a city, and he's on the same part of the city where there's a disaster that he's caused by his policies, and he won't go near it.
Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
He won't even refer to it. He screwed up everything. This, you know, he I don't know if he thought that, you know, nobody in Texas or Florida or Arizona was ever going to start shipping these indigent, uneducated criminals up to the sanctuary cities. But he had it wrong. He miscalculated. Anyway, as you know, President Trump announced he's announced before, but he had appearances over the weekend. First in New Hampshire and then in South Carolina to get his camp. Those are the first two states that have primaries in the U.S. And coming back on the plane, he had the reporters with him, and he really tore into Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Cut nine.
So Ron would have not been governor if it wasn't for me, and that's okay. And number one, he wouldn't have gotten a nomination. And number two, he wouldn't have beaten his Democrat opponent. So well, then when I hear he might run, you know, I consider that very disloyal. But it's not about loyalty. But to me, it is. It's always about loyalty. But for a lot of people, it's not about loyalty.
Harry Truman had another good line about friendship and loyalty in Washington, D.C. He said, if you want a friend in Washington, buy a dog. And it's true. I mean, you can't expect someone. I understand what Trump's saying, but you really can't expect DeSantis to just sit by. I mean, he's term limited. This is his last term as governor. You know, Scott says he's running for reelection. One of the senators, the former governor, Rubio, was just reelected. He'll be there for a while. What is he going to do? You can't just wait in the wings, you know. You'll be left, always a bridesmaid, never a bride, as they say. So anyway, President Trump again issued another statement today and put it out on Truth Social. But as you know, he likes to call in sometimes to the Howie Carr Show and leave a voicemail message about what he's talking about, what issue he's confronting. Today it was the guy he calls Ron DeSanctimonious. Here it is, Taylor. Play the voicemail.
The fake news media was good yesterday in their coverage of my stop to New Hampshire and South Carolina, other than the Globalist Street Journal, which is rarely accurate or good. They said the day was really amazing. The enthusiasm to make America great again has never been stronger. The revelations about Ron DeSanctimonious doing far worse than many other Republican governors, including that he unapologetically shut down Florida and its beaches, was interesting indeed. DJT leading big.
Who are the governors who did a better job than Ron DeSantis, by the way, Mr. President? With all due respect, I mean, the only guy who was close to him in opening up the state was Brian Kemp. And I believe you went to Georgia last year to campaign against Brian Kemp, the incumbent governor of Georgia, in the primary. Mr. President. I'm just pointing this out. So Ron DeSantis was asked about this at a press conference today in Florida about the president's statements about how, you know, he's Ron DeSanctimonious and he's the most popular guy in the Republican Party, et cetera, et cetera. This was Ron DeSanctimonious' response, cut 10.
I roll out of bed. I have people attacking me from all angles. It's been happening for many, many years. And if you look at the good thing about it, though, is like if you take a crisis situation like COVID, you know, the good thing about it is when you're an elected executive, you have to make all kinds of decisions. You got to steer that ship. And the good thing is that the people are able to render a judgment on that, whether they reelect you or not. And I'm happy to say, you know, in my case, not only did we win reelection, we won with the highest percentage of the vote that any Republican governor candidate has in the history of the state of Florida.
That's a pretty good response. And he's right. He handled it perfectly. And this thing about shutting down the beaches, he was the first guy who reopened beaches, as far as I can tell. Remember, they were still, when DeSantis reopened the beaches, the columnists for the dying rags like the Miami Herald were writing, well, I hope some people die on the beaches because of DeSantis and Trump and whoever the mayor was of Miami or Jacksonville. They were both Republicans at the time. I think they still are. And in the meantime, out on the other coast, they were arresting surfer dudes who were by themselves on the beach, and the cops were chasing him down. Remember that? Well, see, you could see it on surveillance video. Guy's minding his own business. He's all alone, and the cops are chasing him down. I don't think DeSantis is going to look too bad if it comes down to a discussion of COVID, handling of the COVID situation. 844-500-4242. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hi, Cap. Thanks for taking my call. You know, first off, Howie, the mainstay bird, the black fly, okay, is smarter than Biden and his family and the whole tribe of miscreants. And
they move. They black flies move a lot faster, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. The other thing is, Howie, this so-called Holland Tunnel project has a bad smell to it. It's wafting in the air, Howie. It kind of reminds me of that, vaguely, of the Barack Obama not quite ready for shovel-ready jobs.
Yeah, the shovel-ready jobs that weren't shovel-ready. Yeah, Texter just said if they really want to do some good for the United States, they would stop talking about all these shovel-ready jobs and start talking about building nuclear power plants. You know, if they really want to decrease our dependence on fossil fuels, the way to go, where you don't, you know, kill all the birds in the ocean and you don't, you know, take up all the corn land in Indiana and Kansas with solar panels and windmills, is to have nuclear power plants. What the hell is the problem? 844-500-4242. People aren't really on the text line. They really aren't liking this Trump. This Trump going after DeSantis like this. All right, 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey there, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, there's a lot of smoke and fire and stuff about whatever Trump does, and you know, whenever he, like, you know, washes his armpits and stuff. But I got to tell you, he can't run again. He's an irrelevant factor. The 22nd Amendment doesn't say you can't serve more than three terms. It says you can't be elected more than three terms. So, more than two terms. So, you know, 16 plus 20, if you listen to him, 16 plus 20 equals two.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying, but it's, you know, that's not really a factor. You know that. Thanks for the call, Dave. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
I hope and pray that Ron DeSantis does not get into a mud fight with the former president. I think Americans are really tired of all the mud fighting between Republicans and Democrats, and particularly between Republicans and Republicans. They're really tired of it. They want to hear people standing on their what they've done and not just trying to take down the other guy.
Yeah, you know, people are, I'm just looking at these texts, 617, Trump keeps violating Reagan's 11th commandment, which is speak no ill of other Republicans. 508, I always supported Trump, but I've had enough of him compared to DeSantis. He was great for 2015-16, had so many events favor him, from original BLM riots, police killings, Islamic terror attacks, jobs being oversent. Even then, Trump barely won. So much has changed since then. DeSantis is the future. Let's see. This is the garbage I hate about Trump, says another 617. Act like a grown-up. 207, DeSantis for president's biggest promoter is Donald J. Trump. 860, I think Trump is making a mistake going after DeSantis. He should be trying to develop an alliance or friendship, not a political enemy. 774, I've been on the Trump train for 8 years, but the past 6 months or so, I've really been trying my patience with him. He needs to shut the bleep up and start acting like he's actually running rather than flinging around stupid nicknames that make no sense. He's losing his edge. Yeah. 844-500-4242. I love Trump immensely, but he needs to do some alliance building if he really wants to win. You know, I just don't see Trump. I know he says he's not a politician, but he's been in politics. You know, he's the former president. You know, and before that, he was paying off Democrats, as he himself admits. It's on the Federal Election Commission filings for decades. He knows what politics is all about. There's no loyalty in politics. You know, I think I've quoted to you before, when JFK was first running for Congress in 1946, he had his cousin on his father's side running the campaign. He was a veteran politician, but he's really smart, a street guy. And he said, Jack, politics is like throwing a brick through a jewelry store window. Somebody throws the brick through and everybody just grabs what they can and runs. And that's what it is. It's true. It's true. There's no loyalty. It's a smash and grab. And anyone who has any kind of quote-unquote loyalty, it's misplaced totally. 844-500-4242. 917, DeSantis isn't the future. The press will kill him like they've done Trump. The naivete of these callers is astounding. They're going to kill any Republican. That's the reality of it. The question is, who has a thick enough skin? Who is smart enough to endure the slings and arrows of outrageous left-wing media? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, what DeSantis said there, Howie, I thought he was going to say that there's a record that, you know, it doesn't have to be this back and forth about who did what. You know, the voters, especially our side, are smart enough to see that what Trump is saying is complete garbage and it's weakness. And it's sad because I like Trump and I'm a huge Trump supporter. But this is a losing argument for him. And the reason it's losing is that most of us are going to be able to make the case for DeSantis for him, because everybody knows that what Trump is saying is complete crap. And on top of that, Howie, if Trump doesn't get off this vax thing, if he does not, and he can't, he's stuck on it, DeSantis is going to, and everybody's going to turn on Trump, because Trump comes out and says that, oh, the vaccine, I saved people, I did this. If he doesn't move from that platform, then he's gone. He's done. Nobody believes that anymore. And so he really doesn't have anything. But it was brilliant. I mean, DeSantis right there was, that was a brilliant response.
No, I agree. I thought he handled it perfectly.
What do you think about if DeSantis was not the governor of Florida in 2020? Do you think that the Trump race would have been even a close shot? It's not even close. So the argument could go both ways. I mean, Trump knows this. He doesn't think that DeSantis is going to come step out on him. My biggest concern about all this, Howie, is that DeSantis is going to mop the floor with him. And Trump is going to take his ball, and he's going to split the ticket, because he will not be able to take a beating the way he's delivered it. And so he'll split the ticket. He'll run third party, or he'll tell people, don't vote for Ron. He won't support him. That's my concern. All of
this. Third party, it's an interesting theory, but I don't think it's a practical option. It's just too much effort and money. to get on as a third party candidate. And I don't think Trump wants to spend that kind of Ross Perot type money to get on as a third party candidate for what is basically ultimately a fool's errand, because he's not going to be elected as a third party candidate for sure. He's just going to ensure four more years of Democratic dysfunction. And I don't think that's the way he wants to be remembered. I don't know what he's going to do. He's a wild card, to put it mildly. I don't know. Thanks for the call, Micah. You made a lot of good points. You've asked, you've waited, and now it's here. For 1 week only, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO sale is on. Winter is also here, which means doors and windows are shut. Therefore, odors are at their worst. Call me Joe Biden. Odors are at their worst. Buy one and get one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier free so you can take care of cooking, tobacco, and pet odors. This offer is for 1 week only. Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. So many listeners have made multiple purchases since they bought the first of these powerful air purifiers that are small enough to hold in your hand. We were given a scented lavender air freshener as a gift recently. Usually I love the smell of lavender, but this was beyond horrible.
No.
Hold the lavender, please, Joe. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm took away the bad smell in no time and left the air smelling pure and clean. No fake lingering.
Oh, yeah.
No fake lingering aromas. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always said self-pity is not good box office.
One of the best indoor sports, feeling sorry for yourself. Sport enjoyed by all, especially the born losers.
Howie Carr.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been? Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
People who are just tuning in are saying, can you play that Trump cut again, just so we can hear what he's been saying about DeSantis? So let's play the, this is the cut from the plane Trump Force One, or whatever you want to call it, coming back from New Hampshire or South Carolina on Saturday. He's talking to the reporters, talking about DeSantis. Cut number nine.
So Ron would have not been governor if it wasn't for me, and that's okay. And number one, he wouldn't have gotten the nomination. And number two, he wouldn't have beat his Democrat opponent. So then when I hear he might run, I consider that very disloyal, but it's not about loyalty, but to me it is. It's always about loyalty, but for a lot of people it's not about loyalty.
See, I just don't think disloyalty is an applicable word in politics. You have to do what benefits you and your movement, your crew, your outfit, your faction. You can't expect any loyalty. There's a story in the in the Hill. Prominent Republicans hold off on backing Trump. And I know the Hill is left-wing, but still, I think there's something to this. GOP leaders just posted, GOP leaders are keeping their powder dry when it comes to former President Trump's 2024 campaign, declining to publicly back him despite his lead in most primary polls. Prominent Republicans in early voting states like Iowa and South Carolina have held off endorsing him as of some longtime allies in Washington, such as Senator Rick Scott, who's one of the guys who sometimes hangs out at Mar-a-Lago. The reluctance to weigh in comes as the Republican field starts to solidify, and Governor Ron DeSantis is likely Trump's most formidable primary opponent. It's thought to be moving closer to his own White House bid. They're waiting to see what Trump's campaign is going to be about, said an Arizona-based GOP strategist and Trump campaign alum. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls on this when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
These are facts. Check them out.